Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Hey guys, it's Daniel Smooth from Time to BS. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I got something to tell you all today. If you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one simple place. Let me explain before we start the show. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or even your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one simple place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. So what are you waiting for? Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and enjoy the show. Thanks to our friends over at Lottery Watches for sponsoring Time to BS Podcast. Use the promo code TIME2BS at lottery.com for some sweet deals over on the website. That's time, the number two, and BS at LaTerrain.com.
It's time to BS.
Snickerdoodles, and welcome back to another edition of Time to BS with me, Daniel Smooth. Oh, God, I'm in a fucking mood, that's for damn sure. It is the 10th of December, we are 15 days away from fucking, what the hell is that noise? We are 15 days away from fucking Christmas, holy shit. The end of 2022 already. Crazy shit. What are you guys doing for 2023, huh? What's your New Year's resolutions? I gotta tell you, I think it's so stupid. Like, we follow these stupid resolutions, and we end up not even... We end up making these stupid New Year's resolutions, and we don't even follow them. We don't. We really don't. So, what's the freaking point? I'm drinking an iced tea. A delicious lemon tea from Snapple. Not trademarked, by the way. So there's that. Oh, what have we fucking got to talk about? Oh, yeah. What are your goals for 2023? New Year's resolutions are fucking stupid, but what are your goals anyway? What do you plan to do for the next 12 months? I hope, honestly, to lose more weight. I hope to honestly lose an extra 40 pounds in however the fuck it may take. If it takes a year, if it takes 6 months, then we shall see. We'll see, lads. I hope to get this podcast continuously off the ground more, even if it's by an inch, but who cares? It's gonna get off the ground soon. I get confidence. And I hope to see Dan Snyder finally sell the Washington foreskins. I hope he sells them. Because honestly, I can't stand to see him sell or not sell that stupid godforsaken franchise. I don't think I hate an owner more than I do Dan Snyder. That dude's, like, terrible. So, a report came out on Twitter the other day that Dan Snyder covered up... No, actually, the NFL covered up toxic workplace culture orchestrated by Dan Snyder and the Washington Commanders. Bruce Allen, the former president of the team, basically testified in front of court saying that, yeah, we were toxic as hell, guys. And old Danny boy's fucked. That's for damn sure. Ugh. He's fucked. He is fucked. He's once again a fucking moron. And if he doesn't sell that team, I will be terrified for that entire fan base. Because I want to see that fan base succeed. I want to see that fan base, like, be happy for their team. I want to see the team do well. I really do. Like, I really do. Because they've been through so much bullshit. And I think this whole stupidity really started with Sean Taylor. Also, like, last week, the Foreskins, or the Washington Foreskins, or in this case the Commanders, unveiled a statue, quote-unquote, of former safety Sean Taylor, who was, if you don't know the story by now, 2007, like, around last month, around, like, a, like 2007 and a month ago, that's a great way of saying it. Like, in November 2007, he was fatally shot in his home in Miami. And I think the team retired his number. They promised a statue. They built a memorial. They promised a statue for him. Like, he was going to go in the Hall of Fame as one of the all-time greatest safeties to ever play in the NFL. He was that fucking good and terrifying. Like, he was terrifying. So, it's not even a statue. It's like a mannequin. It was like basically like a levitating jersey, a helmet, socks, cleats, pants, and etc. If I'm his daughter and if I'm his wife, I'm like, really? Like, really? You're going to do that to... If he played today, he'd be a Hall of Famer. That's how great he was. That's how awesome that man was. It's a shame. It's a damn shame that the Washington Foreskins did that to him. It's a real, real shame. And it's like... It's a poverty fucking franchise for a reason. But other than that, how are you guys doing? Oh, shit. I'm watching a video of Travis Hammond getting clocked in the face by Shabbat. She got clocked in the face. Oh, shit. That's gotta hurt. What else is going on here? But yeah, that dude's got to sell the team. Dan Snyder's got to sell the fucking team. It's just... what else is going on here? What else is going on here? I hope to get the live streams going once again. I hope to do that, hopefully fucking soon. Did you guys see this Brittany Griner situation? It doesn't seem smart. It really doesn't. I don't think I could find a worse trade in history than trading a Russian arms dealer, nicknamed the Minister of Death, for Brittany Griner, a WNBA basketball player. I'm not going to give my two cents on this, because quite honestly, I don't care. I don't. I'm glad she's home. I'm glad that she's out of Russia after 294, after nearly 300 days. Happy for her. Happy for her family. But quite honestly, I don't care. I don't care. Because it's fucking stupid that we've had to, you know, there's a lot more important things going on in this fucked up world. Speaking of fucked up world, if God is out there, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, don't give a shit. Gay, straight, don't give a crap. God has to be a man, because there's no conceivable way a woman would fuck this up that bad. There's no conceivable way that would be the case. No, it's true. Like, ask your wife, ask your girlfriend, ask your fiance, ask your wife or girlfriend, do you think God is a man? 110% she will say yes, because no woman would fuck up the world this bad. Unless she's blonde. I'm just kidding. I'm just being mean. Now I'm just being fucking mean. What else is going on here? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was a month ago. And Eminem got inducted. So good for him. Arguably one of the greatest rappers ever. Liver King. Liver King and shit. So there's that. God. So, what's his face? You ever think of, you ever think of, like, movies today as, like, terrible? Like, growing up, picture yourself going back to, like, a child. Like, obviously you can comprehend, like, movie. No, like, you know what the fuck I'm talking about, right? No? Alright, here we go. So, you look at movies back when we were growing up. Like, that were released back when we were growing up. Like, 2002 to 2010, let's call it. How good were movies back then? Okay, now go back to the 90s. How good were movies back then? I feel like they're just recycling old movies. Like, they just came out with Thor Love and Thunder, like, over the summer. They're coming out with Avatar The Way of Water. Now, apparently, they're going to have to crack $100 million to just, like, you know, it's like just to crack $100 million alone, just to like break even or some shit. That's crazy. How the hell are you gonna do that? Or it's like $1 billion. How in the flying fuck are you gonna do that? Like, I loved the first movie when it first came out, cause it was awesome. It was awesome. Like, especially when you watch it on, like, a 1080p, like, a 4K TV in, like 1080p or some shit, like I can, it's fucking awesome. Until they start talking. And then you want to strangle a baby. And then you're like, why won't they shut up? Please, answer the question, I don't know. Supposedly it's going to be okay. And I say supposedly because I have no idea. But we shall see, my friends. What else is fucking going on? I don't know. Is flat earthing still a thing? Or did we break out of that TikTok trend? I don't know. Flat earthing is apparently still a thing. Is the earth flat? I'm not fucking sure. I don't care. I just live my fucking life. I curse a lot. That's a problem. I guess. I mean, I guess it's a problem that I curse a lot. Then again, I really don't care. What are you guys doing tomorrow? Tomorrow's Sunday, the 11th. That's good. It's fucking awesome. We are getting closer and closer to the end of the freaking year. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel tired. I feel really tired. I'm drained. I gotta tell you, I just want to relax. Oh, that's what I want to fucking tell you guys. I got a Switch. My sister gave me a Switch for me to fuck around with. And I gotta say, it's pretty fucking cool. I got Brilliant Diamond, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond, Sword, Zelda Breath of the Wild, and a Mario Party game.
So that was exciting. That's pretty cool. And I plan to get more games along the way. I'll probably get one game a month. And go from there. I definitely would like to get more Switch games. Be cool. Like one game every couple months would be great. That'd be great, honestly. I need a chair. You hear that? You hear that shit? I need a chair. I need a freaking chair. That'd be great for Christmas. That'd be awesome. If I can get a new chair, like one of those mesh gaming chairs, it'd be sick. It'd be sick. That's why I guess I like doing these things, so I could just ramble and get out what's on my mind. The weather's been okay. I feel drained. I don't feel like... I guess you could say I feel drained, but I also just feel blech. You know when you don't know why you just feel blech, you just feel it? But that's the thing, you think too hard, and then you overthink more about why you feel upset, and then you start to think about shit that happened 20 years ago, and then you're like, oh my god, stop, we're going too far back, guys. Stop, we're going too far. That's what I feel like sometimes. I feel like we go way too far back, and then we're like, crap, too far. Way too far. That's okay. I'm supposed to be back at my at Katie's aunt's house in 30 minutes, and I've been recording a podcast for the last nearly 20 minutes. That's funny. So I don't know, guys. I'll figure something out. Tomorrow's the 11th, which is awesome. What are you guys doing for Christmas? Christmas is in 15 days. That's crazy shit. Crazy shit, dog. New Year's resolution, close out the show, lose more weight, I already said that, but who cares, and probably, I'm not gonna quit drinking, I'm gonna, I've drank a lot less than I have in the last 6 months, which is awesome. I used to be a, not an alcoholic, but I used to have a drinking issue. I'll never forget this. I remember laying on my couch in a fetal position, a blanket on me, and there was a bottle of whiskey in front of me. I was like, I don't feel okay. And that's the thing. I wouldn't drink to get drunk. I would just drink to make myself feel better. Which is sad. Then again, I look back on it. I look back on the last... year. This past January, I feel like, Christ, 2 years ago. Almost 3 years ago. God. Almost 3 years. I was in the hospital for a whole slew of crap. I guess you could say it was 3 years since I decided to change my life. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to, you know, feel better about myself. I wanted to feel better how I looked, how I feel. And so far, so good. I'm doing pretty good. I can say that for a fact. I'm doing pretty good. But there's some times where I hit some bumps in the road. And that's okay. But what are you going to do, right? Alright. It's enough of me rambling, I guess. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do some shit, guys. Alright. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope to see you all in this life or the next one. I am Daniel Smooth. This has been Time to BS, episode 158. Like I said before, hope to see you guys around in this life or the next one. Have a good one.